You don't have to spread them, actually. There you go, you don't even have to press anything. Do you know how to give a slideshow if you want to? It's this little guy. There.
Oh, alright.
Slideshow, and then press that, then you can go through these with the arrows. Whoops.
There.
And you can press escape to get back to the. So, for all intents and purposes during the meeting, I'm not in here. If you have a major technical problem, I can help you with that. Otherwise, then you should be fine. So, everything looks okay back here, so I'll let you take it away.
Okay. Right. As you all know, we're here to create a brand new fantastic remote. I'm Nick DeBusk, I'm the project manager. We'll just get started with everyone kind of letting each other know who they are and what you're doing, what your role is. Go ahead.
Okay, I'm Corinne Leiden, and I will be the marketing expert. And in each of the three phases, I will have a different role. In the function design phase, I will be talking about user requirements specification. And this means what needs and desires are to be fulfilled. And I'll be doing research to figure this out. In the conceptual design phase, I will be dealing with trend watching. And I'll be doing marketing research on the web. And then finally, in the detailed design phase, I will be doing product evaluation, and so I will be collecting the requirements and ranking all of the requirements to see how we did.
Okay.
Hi, I'm Ryan. I'm the user interface designer. Likewise, I have three different roles for each stage of the design. The functional design is looking at the technical functions of remote control. In the concept design, the user interface, how the user reacts to the product. And the detailed design, sort of like the user interface design, what they might be looking for, things like fashions, how we're going to make it special. That's right.
I'm Manuel, and I'm the industrial designer in this project. In the functional design phase, I'll be dealing mostly with the requirements. We'll discuss what functions the product has to fulfill and so on and so on. I suppose we'll work pretty much together on that one. In the conceptual design, I'll be mostly dealing with properties and materials of our product. And in the detailed design, I'll be concerned with look and feel of the product itself. Pretty much working together on the design.
Okay. So, got our opening, our agenda is the opening acquaintance, which we've kind of done, tool training, project plan, discussion, and then closing. Grand total of 25 minutes we have here. We are putting together a new remote control. We want it to be something original. Of course, we're not only a electronics company, but a fashion conscious electronics company. So we want it to be trendy, and we want it to be easy to use. We've got functional design, conceptual design, and detailed design, which basically is the three of you. Functional design. Do we have any ideas of maybe let's just throw out some ideas of what kind of remote control we want to have, and then we can go into how we're going to design it and how we're going to do the detailing on it.
Yeah, well, function of remote control is just, you know, change channels of its main function.
So we want it to be a TV remote, or I mean, do we want it to do other things besides just be a television remote?
I suppose try to make it a universal remote.
Okay.
Could work on all sort of electrical products in one person's house. But, you know, they all sort of have the same role, changing channels, volumes, and then programming.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think they all work on the same principle as well, so I don't know. Time, is it just infrared? Is that send that?
I think,
yeah,
universal remote. This is my first go around with creating a remote control, so. I think we're all in the same boat here.
One thing I thought of a remote control is you always lose them.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So there's a way of finding it quite easily.
So we
quite,
should
quite
we should
feature.
Set our remote control up to where it has a
like a tracking device.
Like a tracking device,
oh,
or,
you those,
or like a
you whistle or make a noise.
It makes a noise. There's a button on the TV that you press.
Yeah.
Okay.
Be good. So
generally, all remotes are sort of quite similar in their appearance.
Yeah.
Just long.
Do we want, so they're kind of like long and rectangular.
Yeah.
We
not
want
easy.
Something crazy, you know,
yeah.
We want something new that's going to stand out.
I think
a
so.
Modern, so our remote should be.
Circle or something. Oh.
Maybe like user friendly, like a little.
Yeah.
You know, where you can use both hands, like a little keyboard. Type
people,
thing.
I thought maybe. Because people always tend to throw a remote control about the place to one another. If it was in a ball, and
yeah.
The actual controls on the side or something.
Well, there are, of course, certain restrictions. You can't have it be any form and fulfill all functions at the
yeah.
same time, so there are obviously some restrictions we have to apply here. However, one question is how stable is that thing supposed to be? It refers to the material, pretty much. What are we going to build the thing out of? How sturdy is it going to be? Do we want it to last longer, or rather have people whatever
okay,
so buy one?
Yeah, so
yeah,
we want it to be sturdy. We want it to hold up to somebody's child, you know, throwing it across the room, or as you said, people kind of throw it, so
yeah.
Ball shaped. You know, if it were ball shaped, maybe it
could be cased on the outside and everything could be inside.
Okay. So we want it to be modern, fun, sturdy. So our form and our function, we want it to be easy to find. What else do we want it to do? So we want it to be universal. And it's something that we're supposed to sell for about 25 euros. And, you know, goals for profits are, I think, somewhere around 50 million euros, what they want to make on it. So.
Also, since we're partners of the International Remote Control Association, maybe we want to make it something that would globally appeal.
Okay.
That's more on the research end, but the marketing.
So marketing, yeah. How, maybe marketing, you could find out what is the most universally appealing remote control out there.
Yeah. And maybe as far as design goes, maybe we could have different ones for different target audiences.
Okay.
Because maybe one won't apply to all of the countries we're targeting.
You guys have any ideas for what it should look like? Maybe we could draw it up on the board over there. Some ideas. We want it to be a ball. We'll drop the ball and maybe where the buttons are located.
Well, my idea is just something. Sort of sphere. But maybe this is where it's connected together, and then when you open it out, it could, fall, could be maybe flip, like a flip phone, and then when you fold it out the middle, maybe a hinge, that might be the strongest part of it, that would be really easy to hinge on, just two parts, and then you have. Sometimes you notice too many buttons, so maybe as simple as possible, as few buttons inside as possible. And then there's the idea for just some where you get that, you have like some kind of like light or something, or lights around it. So maybe that's some Star Wars at the moment, to be fair. But like, yeah.
Features.
No, that was just a simple idea. And,
uh-huh.
And then you know, you could feel it around. That must be my call. So that's just the idea. I don't know anybody else's other ideas.
Right, one problem you get with this design is the ball is a nice idea because of its stability.
Yeah.
But of course, since it's a ball, it'll roll. So
yeah.
You have to fly on the side at least down here somewhere to weigh that hard. That's one of the issues.
Yeah,
also, you risk the hinges here.
Yeah,
that's a.
Yeah, it didn't have necessarily be. Range. That's what I mean. Yeah.
That's interesting, of course, but that's of course a weak point.
Yeah.
How would we go about making, you know, getting rid of our weak points? What, I mean, would we just have a flat spot on the bottom of the ball? Not to put you on the spot, but what did you say your title was again?
I'm the industrial designer.
The industrial designer.
So, well, the point is that well, maybe I don't. The shape is perhaps not the most ideal.
Okay.
As stable as it is, there must be a compromise between
I suppose the
stability and design here.
I mean, I'm trying to think of like the design of others. I can't think of anything other than the long rectangle. For remote, maybe smaller, shorter, faster ones, but
yeah.
There's nothing being done sort of out of.
It's not new, it's not innovative,
yeah.
It's, you know, everybody does long remote because it's
yeah.
easy. It's stable. So, go ahead.
My idea was just to have it be kind of like a keyboard type shape, you know, like video games. So maybe, I mean, that would be kind of big and bulky. We could also try to do the hinge then, so it could like flip out that way.
I think definitely doing something different.
Yeah.
It's a good idea. something that's sort of like, well, I suppose not everybody's hand's the same, but something that would maybe fit in the hand easier.
Something with a grip.
Yeah,
yeah.
With a grip.
Yeah. Because even, I suppose even with the ball,
it still might be hard to.
It's, it might not be the easiest to hold on to. So perhaps the joystick, the keyboard idea might work better. But then again, people like to use one hand to flip and one hand to hold their soda.
Yeah.
So maybe.
It's, yeah, I think it's definitely going to be a one-handed,
mm-hmm.
one-handed job.
I feel like I'm just shooting everything down here.
You're the boss. You're the boss.
One-handed design, you also have a problem of the size. Like, as you know from cell phones, they can be too small. So
yeah.
If the remote is too small, if it's small, it probably looks better, but it may not be even as functional.
Okay, so fortunately, we've got about 5 minutes here to come up with our remote control idea and start rolling with it. We've talked about our experiences with remote control, and we've got a couple of ideas. Let's see here. What if we had not only say we went with the ball function, but maybe we give it sort of grips along the side. To make it easier to hold on to. So, yeah. So it's easier to hold on to that way. Of course, that'll then remove some of our ball. Unless this part were raised, so say the cover flips over and covers that part, so the grip is, yeah, that wouldn't work either. But if we're gonna make it flat on the bottom, then that eliminates our ball anyways. So if it were flat on the bottom, and then had the sort of grips in the side here, I guess. And then, and then we have the problem with the hinge. So if we're flat on the bottom, it's not going to roll away, it'll stay where we want.
The question is also, I don't know, do you really always want to open that thing when you have to use it?
That's true.
It's probably going to lie around open all the time anyway, so I don't know if a lid is a good idea from a stability point of view. It certainly is, but also you have to face it and take into account more of these things break by accident the more we sell. So.
Don't have it flip open. We just have a ball.
But then maybe go back to the swing on those things.
Okay. So forget the ball.
Looks cool.
It looks cool, but it's really not. It's not functional. So we've got our sort of keyboard kind. What if we flipped it around here so that it were hand there. So it's up and down, you hold it this way.
Yeah.
Then it's like the rectangular again, only with a couple of jutting out points. But it's one-handed.
The question is what makes those game pads functional? I think that's pretty much the form for the hand. So it's a round shape underneath that makes it comfy.
Mm.
Yeah. Makes it nice, so that's the essential part, except for that. I think it will not probably not get away from some longer design.
Right.
Because you also have to know which way around to point this thing.
Yeah,
well, that if
because
batteries
it doesn't have a cord,
right,
like joysticks do.
Batteries go weak as well, so after a while you have to point it towards the equipment if you want to control it, right? So to show which is the front, which is the back.
Is it possible to have it to where it would work with like a sensor on either side? So that either way you're pointing it, it will work.
Of course, the more technology you stick in that, the more it'll cost. So, of course, you can do it.
Okay.
I mean, of course, it will be evident after a while. If you look at it, it will be evident which way around to point it, since you have the numbers and the buttons and stuff. But it's sort of about an instinctual thing, which is gravity. You don't have to look at it, you know, which way around to point it. Otherwise, the design of putting two sensors on both sides would probably work.
Even if you designed it in a way, you know, isn't a rectangle, but still point in a direction, the high different points of that thing.
Yeah.
Something like that instead. And then you know which way you're pointing it.
Yeah.
Sorry to interrupt, but we have a warning.
Are we out of time?
Yeah.
Okay, well, just finish up. Should we go with this plan? Start making some. Are good ideas or not?
Let's set points aside. Is that what we need to do for next week?
Let's finish now. So, and then marketing will look and see what people want.
Alright.
Okay. Project manager will design a better meeting for next time around, be a little bit more prepared. And alright, good meeting.